You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight for the first time we welcome Labyrinth to the show.
Hello!
Hi! How you doing?
And it's about time.
I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm very happy to be here. Like, I've been talking to you guys on Twitter for a very long time, so it's excellent.
We tweet each other going, love you! Love you guys!
It's almost getting to the point where I'm tempted to tweet you before I go to bed. Just go to bed now.
Just like, I'm just going to bed,
sweet
darling.
Dreams. Labyrinth.
The song is amazing. It's one of our favourite songs of the moment.
Thank you very, very much.
And it has this feel to it that almost kind of brings in the autumn, I think.
Despite the fact of it being called the sunshine.
Yeah, I thought it would be, like, we were going to release it early in summer, but I just like the idea of it being the wrap-up of summer and just remembering all the things that happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, people coming back from Ibiza, I can remember their little holidays and stuff like that with Let the Sunshine.
You don't get many memories, though, when you go there.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened again? Ah, now I remember.
That's exactly what.
But also, it's just such a lovely song. It's just a real sort of chill-out, relaxing kind
about.
Of song.
And it's quite opposite to Pass Out and Frisky.
Yes.
It was a scary thing because I didn't expect people to take it so well, because of course people get very used to sounds these days. Mm. So it's nice to see that people just are into the music, not just sounds, you know what I mean?
But not only Tiny, we've got a list of people you've worked with or are working for at the moment. Professor Green.
Yep.
N-Dubs.
Yep.
Pixie Lott.
No, N-Dubs. I don't know where that one comes from.
That's not true,
Everyone keeps saying N-Dubs. I think that came from The Guardian or something
like that. Yeah, it was. It was in the write-up in The Guardian.
Yeah, but they just thought I was going to be working with N-Dubs because they kind of
Well, the papers do that. They do stereotype. They're calling...
I was called a dapper rapper the other day.
A dapper rapper. I like that.
And I was like, okay, cool. Am I rapping on Sunshine? I didn't know it was called that now.
Also on the list, JLS. You've remixed for JLS.
I've remixed and I've worked with JLS as well.
And this new dude who we played on the show last week for the first time, actually... And I always pronounce it.
Is that Loic?
Loic. Loic. Yeah. Oh, I said Loic. Oh.
Yeah, no. Some people say Loic. Some people say Loic.
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 Right, I'm remembering that. I don't want to mispronounce
it. See, his next single is probably going to be the pronunciation of his name for the
chorus. It should be. For the purposes of lazy radio presenters.
That would help.
And you remixed the single Stylo by Gorillaz as well.
Yeah,
this list is immense.
Hands down my favourite remix, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much,
darling. Oh my God, when I heard that, I was like, yeah!
I had to bring the Nintendo back.
Oh my God, it was so good.
I love Super Nintendo. I've got my Super Mario at home.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to clock it at the moment.
I've got in the loft the original Nintendo box, Super Nintendo, and the Nintendo 64. And when I went home, I tried to get the SNES.
That's what it's called.
Got it out of the loft, tried to get it working. Heartbroken.
It's not happening.
No, but I think it must be like a spare part that needs fixing.
It really is.
Yeah. I want to play Yoshi's Island again. Do you know what I mean?
I love that.
It's amazing.
You got to come to my house and play.
Yay! Mario Kart.
Well, yeah, that's the one.
In Demand.
Now, Simon Cowell, first signing to Psycho in 6 years that wasn't from a talent show.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
It's wild.
How did that happen? Did he just call you up
and
go?
Happened. It was Simon. Kind of written in the stars. Sorry for the pun, but it was something like that. There was so much like buzz in the industry about Let the Sunshine for a while. That was like for like a year and a half. And then I was about to be signed as an artist. Everybody saw Frisky and Pass Out come out and the effect and the reaction. So they were like, we need to sign this guy. He can sing, like he can do his thing. Then labels were like, cool, we need to grab him. Take his leg. Somebody take his arm. And then I was just about to sign and Simon called. And my manager was like, we've got to give it a chance. Like, we've got to just have a look and see what's happening over there. And as well, the irony of being signed to a label in like, you know, like a lot of people don't necessarily, like they haven't got the most.
It's not credible.
You know what I mean? So I love the idea of that though, because I wanted to be the odd one out in this label, and we've actually got a label called Odd Child, so it kind of works with the whole idea.
I love this sort of mental image of all these record companies scrambling to sign you and pulling at you, and then Cal just steps in with his Cuban heels.
That's
the people.
Exactly. Godlike. He's like, get out of my way. It's like parting the red
sea
of
Moses.
Yeah.
You are a chosen
Simon
one.
Simon, aka Moses.
So how many times do you sit down and meet with him in his office and stuff like that?
We've had a few chats, but I always say, I've said in a few interviews, Simon's like, it's like a tribe, and I've joined the Psycho tribe, so I've got to go out there and kill me a number one, isn't it? So
you gotta
come back, and then I can talk to the head chief.
Oh my God.
I have done it, so.
In demand.
Is there anything on your iPod that sort of influences you as well? Or is there any, like, what's your most listened to song?
This is for one of my friends, but we love The Clash. I love The Clash.
Amazing.
Rock the Casbah is immense.
They're sick. I love them. I love a bit of David Bowie. I've been listening to Rebel.
Oh,
this is a mess. what else have I been listening to? I listen to a lot of old stuff, man. I love my old stuff. Coltrane, all them guys, man. Like, and then just kind of try and find a way of like pushing it into contemporary, like modern music. I worked with an artist and she just threw like Goldie at me. I mean, Blondie. She threw a lot of artists at me, like from like around the 70s, 60s time. And it really inspired me to like make a new sound, and I'm gonna be throwing that at you guys soon. You'll be the first to get it.
Yeah.
It's sick stuff though. It's wild.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're the future Labyrinth. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
It's In Demand, and tonight we welcome the fabulous and rather gorgeous Mr. Mark Ronson. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. Now, it wasn't so long ago we last spoke to you, when the first single of Record Collection came out, of course. And you're back now with the bike song.
The bike song. We've gone from bangs to bikes, I guess.
Not connected in any way.
Not in any way whatsoever. The videos are connected slightly, but no, there's not. There's no connection between bangs and bikes, I guess.
Okay, now I like the video for the bike song a lot. I mean, it's bikes literally coming to life, helping you fight crime and chase girls. What more could you want from a bike?
I know. I think that, you know, the main concept was that we came up with, you know, people always say that, you know, people look like their dogs. Dogs look like their owners. So we're thinking, like, you know, every person has their bicycle soulmate that can help them fight crime and pick up girls.
Exactly. In fact, Kyle from The View, he's wearing like an orange jacket and he's got his big mop of hair and his bike has got his indeed painted orange.
Yeah, we all match the bikes.
In demand.
Now, for the first time on one of your records, you're actually singing on this album. Is that correct?
That's correct. I am singing. I wrote a song with Johnny, who's in a band called The Drums, and I think at the time The Drums were just kind of making a name for themselves, and they were worried that maybe if he was singing on my album it might overshadow, you know, the band. Like, he'd be known for singing a song on my record before his band made their name. So I didn't have anyone to sing the song, and I just thought that I would try it, and I kind of am okay with the way it came out. I mean, I think Kyle or somebody like that would have sung it even better, but I think I needed to just force myself and challenge myself to do something different on this record.
In demand.
Now, it's sort of been in the press recently that you have had a bit of a, not a makeover, that sounds wrong because you didn't need one, but it's almost like you've changed sort of the way you live a bit and you've got the new hair, that kind of thing. Was it a life transition for you, or was it just a case of, yeah, I'm a bit bored, I'm going to make a bit of a difference with my life?
Just a midlife crisis, I think. Good old-fashioned midlife
really?
Crisis. No, I mean, I dyed my hair blonde because I saw that old, that Boy George. Did you see that Boy George film, Worried About the Boy, that they did about his life?
I haven't seen it, but I want to see it.
And I remember seeing, like, there's this guy, his old boyfriend, this guy Kirk Brandon, that kind of had, like, this big blonde peroxide quiff. And then the next day I was at a photo shoot, and I kind of mentioned it, and they were like, hey, would you mind bleaching your hair for the photo shoot? So, you know me, I'll say yes to anything.
There's a video of that as well, isn't there, online somewhere?
Yeah, but that's kind of annoying because I didn't know anyone was filming, and it looks like I'm some kind of freak that, like, documents everything that I do. And some guy filmed it and put it up online, I don't want to be in a reality TV show. And I kind of find it annoying.
Mark Ronson 24/7.
I just want everyone to know that definitely wasn't me that put that up.
Mark, it's been lovely having you on the show. Thank you very much for coming on.
All right, then.
Take care. Good luck with the tour as well.
Thank you. All right,
thank
see you.
Bye.
This is your In Demand.
It's In Demand, and tonight we welcome the brilliant legend that is Axwell. Hello.
Hello, thank you for that nice introduction.
You are a legend in your own right and as part of the Swedish House Mafia.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's all good. I'm a big dance music fan, so it is a bit of a pleasure to have you on the show.
Cool, it's my pleasure. I can hear on you that you're a big dance music fan because you know my name and you seem excited, so that sounds very fun.
It's a good start, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Now let's talk about the new single, Nothing But Love. I absolutely love it, and for me, it's sort of it's almost quite retro in its sound. It kind of takes you back to the early days of house music. Do you think that as well?
Yeah, that's sort of the idea.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's more like a real song, almost a little bit like that French vibe that was 98. Obviously, it's been updated a lot, but it is like that old anthem, let's take a disco sample and loop it style.
Yeah.
However, it's not a sample, so it's sort of it's original material, but it's made in that way.
It's
so
a big feel-good monster track.
It's supposed to make you feel good.
Yeah, definitely. Now, let's talk about the video for it, because it's almost like a modern-day Jesus Christ story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, because when I listened to the track, I was like, I'm wondering what kind of video it could work well. And we got this treatment in from a director. I was like, that's actually really good. First, I was a bit intimidated. I was like, oh, I'm not really a massive Jesus fan, but and I don't want to, like, I don't want to, you know, be killed by fanatics.
Yes.
So I was a bit scared. But then I was like, but actually it works really well with the song. This is what it's about.
In demand.
And of course Kylie turned up at Pasha to introduce her new album, because Sebastian, obviously he produced Cupid Boy for her, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. So she was there. That was amazing.
Yeah, myself and Alex, my co-host on this show, we got to meet her a couple of months ago, and it was like a lifelong dream achieved, because she's amazing. And how did it go for you when you met her? Isn't she lovely?
Yeah, she is. But we felt a little bit like those people that take pictures with us, you know, after a gig. You know, we felt a bit like, what can we say to not be weird?
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, coming over to the DJ booth to take some shots afterwards. She was like, yeah. So should we take a picture? You know, so I understand now how, you know, normal people, or like if anybody's a fan of us coming up to us after a gig, that it might be a little bit hard to be the coolest guy in the world then.
In demand.
Obviously, like Pharrell was your number one aim a few years ago. You've achieved that. Recently, Tiny Temper. Who else would you really like to work with?
Mr.
David Guetta?
No, wow. Wow. Did you just say that? No, I meant Coldplay, Chris Martin.
Oh, because Clocks sounds like the start of When Love Takes Over.
Well, you have to inverse that, right?
That was the wrong way around.
That's what you meant.
Slap on the wrist for me.
Anyhow.
Yes, you're a big fan of Coldplay.
Wow, incredible. So Chris Martin is on our list, so he better watch his back.
Now, before you go, I want to ask you this. If you weren't a musician, you'd be a farmer, apparently.
Well, that's what, yeah.
Is this true, or did you say that on a whim?
Well, I mean, you know what? When I was a kid, I used to live next to a farm.
Yeah.
And I loved tractors, like any other kid. So I was actually, when I was 8-9 years old, I managed to work my way up to the neighbor farmer.
Yeah.
And I was allowed to drive his tractors, you know, properly on the field, working like a farmer.
That's pretty cool.
So, I mean, that's always been a sort of a love.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and good luck with the single. It's out on the 13th September, isn't it?
Thank you so much for the support and love.
No worries, Axwell.
You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, finally, we've got her. Nadine Coyle is here.
Man, after the last time I heard G's on the radio, listening from LA, nearly being sick when he's playing the song.
It was so exciting. Thank you so much for giving us the first play of the song.
Thank you for playing it twice.
we wanted to. I'm glad you just said thank you for playing it twice, because one of our bosses got a bit of a hissy fit about it, because then we're not generally allowed to do that. But
no. Well, it's the first time I've ever heard it done, so I was
there
glad
you go.
It was huge.
We're trendsetters.
Yeah, three of us.
Lauren's make an exception for you. We need to say congratulations, of course, again, Randall.
For Jason.
Let's see the rocks.
Oh yeah, you can.
Oh, look.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Oh, wow.
It's nice. It's
huge. I thought mine was big, but that's massive.
No, yours is big.
Different shapes.
I think it's because I have like really skinny ET kind of looking fingers.
Well, you're only small.
It makes the ring look bigger.
Let's talk about what we've labelled the cringe stuff. We're a bit nervous about asking you some of these things.
It's the stuff that everyone's going to be asking you, and we call it cringe because we don't want to have to ask you, but we feel we should,
because
everyone
the fans
will be wondering.
Want to know. Let's set the record straight on Girls Aloud.
Yes.
It's not over, it's not done.
No, definitely not done. Definitely not over. Nothing like that.
And okay. As Lucy made a good point last night, you've got 3 albums left on your deal or something like that.
Yes, we do. But it was, you know, we've worked together. This is our 8th year.
Yeah.
And we put in so much time and so much effort, and we worked so hard to get to where we were, you know, to be able to do Coldplay or the stadium with Coldplay.
Yeah.
So to give that all up and to leave and to break it all off and say, no way, it just seems pointless.
But you are entitled to a break, which you girls have been having, and Cheryl's done her thing, you're doing your thing, Sarah's done a bit of acting, Kimberly's presenting, Nicola's got her makeup range.
Uh-huh.
You know, you are entitled to have time away.
And we didn't have any time either the whole time that we worked. We just kept going, you know. No, let's.
And you've got to do that to make it succeed, though, haven't you?
You have to do it. That's what you have to do. You know, and we really just threw yourselves under that 100%.
And the big thing that everyone is kind of catching on at the moment is the fact that you did send Cheryl a message when she was poorly.
Yes.
But there was no reply.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the guys say. I mean, she was sick.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? It was, what do you expect? It's like, and all our things that go on, it's, you know, it's, people have their own lives going on.
And if you are ill in the way that she was, which was quite seriously ill.
I know.
She probably didn't even have a phone on,
see,
I guess.
Malaria, I was totally terrified. My grandfather had it twice and survived it both times. This was, you know, before he was in the war in Vietnam. And I went to Costa Rica with Jason, and there was mosquitoes everywhere, and that's all I could think about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Valeria, I kept asking Jason, I was like, do you feel sick? Do you feel woozy? Do I look weird? Am I sweating? Like, because just so paranoid about, because it's such a big issue, it's such a big dangerous thing.
In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand. That was Ollie Murs. Before it was the brand new song from Nadine Cole, the first solo effort from the lady herself, who was with us this evening. Insatiable. When will we get to see a video?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting a video. I thought I was going to get one yesterday, so should get one tomorrow.
Okay.
You filmed it early this week, wasn't it?
Yes, I filmed it just on Saturday there.
Okay.
So, hopefully. I mean, the guy who done the lighting is the guy who does Mariah Carey's lighting.
Oh, amazing.
And I kept looking at myself. I was like, this is false advertising. I don't look like that. This is just not even right. I'm going to start thinking I actually look like that.
Did you do a Mariah and say you can only do, get me from one side of my face?
But he was amazing.
Really?
I've never seen so many lights in my whole life.
What's the style then? Is there a theme or an idea or a story in the video?
It's more of a performance video. We've got the band on there. We've got a big screen at the back that looks like it's a rock concert. And
are you doing some hair flicks?
Major hair flicks.
Brilliant.
Major. And brilliant. The heels were so high, and the mic stand was so heavy that anytime I put it forward, I was almost tipping over. So they'll have to do cutaways at that point.
Yeah, to stop you from falling.
Yeah, just before my face was like,
And is this a massive example of what the album is going to be like then? Is Insatiable a taste of it? Or is it so many different kinds of genres altogether?
This Insatiable's a taste. There's a lot of different genres, from really pushed the rock element of it, like Red Light.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got more poppy, upbeat, clubby stuff like Put Your Hands Up and Lullaby. And then we've got the ballad stuff, you know, where you can really get emotional on it.
Let your voice out on those ballads.
Get the voice out. Get the gospel choir in.
Is there a gospel choir?
There's a gospel choir.
Love a good gospel
choir. Oh, it's brilliant.
Amazing. This is In Demand with Beyoncé, Sweet Dreams. It is time for us to bid farewell to Nadine Cole. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me on. And thank you again for last week when you played the song.
Thank you.
Really, really.
For allowing us to do it.
Yeah, thank you for letting us do it. We were so happy to do it. And that half hour was the most panicked half hour we've ever had. Alex on the phone. And then Aaron, your plugger, going, I just need to talk to Nadine and make sure this is fine. She says, yeah, we'll do it.
Do it.
Okay, is it? Yeah, it's fine. And then you tweeting us. It was like, oh my God.
It was madness, wasn't it? The whole time.
I was
still on my pajamas. It was like 11 in the morning, and phone calls from Aaron, phone calls from everybody tweeting. I was like, oh my God, my mommy was trying to force feed me toast. I was like, oh, I need to relax.
Where can the fans find you on Twitter? You are at Nadine Worldwide.
Yes, at Nadine Worldwide.
We will be tweeting you later.
Yeah.
When will we see you in the UK again? Are you going to go straight back to LA after this little trip?
I'm here for another few days, and then I have to go back and master the album in New York, because only one song's mastered, and that's Insatiable.
You've only got until the 8th of November.
I know!
Take that move. Why are you playing that? Why are you still here?
Oh, see, I'm just jumping ahead of myself.
Good God.
So I have to go and master the album. It's all ready. It's all done. It's just about getting the levels right. And
see,
you know.
This is the thing. You're doing it all by yourself now. You've just got to go for it.
And then it's things like you have to work out how long of a gap do you leave between one song and the next.
Oh, yeah.
You know, do you leave some time to pause and think about it? Or do you go straight into the next one?
Depends on the type of song, I think. The clubby ones, just leave like a 2 second gap. Or just mix them in. Why not?
See, that's a really good idea. I didn't even think of that.
There we go.
Nadine, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll give you something to think about. Thanks very much for coming.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again soon. Nadine Coyle.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.